Listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Well, hello to all of the family and friends out there in the ether world. We are here for a special broadcast for When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is actually in celebration of 9 years of ministry. So we are, of course, celebrating our founder, Reverend Ray Rose, and we have several of the hosts of our different shows today. So we are excited to dig in and to really just talk about where we've come as a ministry and how it has not only, of course, impacted others, but impacted us in the vision and what we've been doing on the air for 9 years. So we're going to open up in prayer with Pastor Paul. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So let's pray. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just worship you. We praise you. We exalt you. We just thank you as we celebrate Reverend Ray, that you gave the vision and he allowed us to walk alongside and help and to grow the parts of the business. But Father, we couldn't have done it without him handpicking who he wanted to be a part of the ministry. And we just thank you in advance that we just speak blessings upon him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We thank you in advance for the financials that are manifesting themselves in such a way that he doesn't have to be concerned about that. We thank you for those who have been called forth to manifest themselves in this ministry. And we call it manifested in such a way that we grow, we flourish, and we impart the things that you've called us to do in different ministries to make sure that the body of Christ is thoroughly fed. And we just lift him up and just thank you in advance for everything that you purpose to do for him over the next few years, that his latter end will be much better than the former. And we call these things manifested right now. And all in agreement, say?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So again, this is actually our second episode. Our first episode will air first. And so what we want to do in this episode, because listen, it was a little snot and tears in that first one. We're going to try and keep it light this one. We'll see what the Holy Spirit does. But we really want to talk about, I guess, still continue the talk about the journey of the broadcast. And these are some of the other hosts who weren't on the first show. So since Pastor Paul, since you just prayed, if you just want to tell us, you know, if you can remember how many years you've been doing it and how you felt being called to do a broadcast and what your broadcast is really geared towards.
Okay. All right. I was asked 9 years ago. You guys know what the expression is like when you've never done something and you try to act as if you are comfortable with the question. I was shaking in my boots. I did have on boots that time. And it was a very nervous, and I didn't know what to expect. And but Reverend Ray is this type of guy who appears as if he was shy. And little did I know was he's shy until you ask or try to say no. When you say no, everything on the inside of him, he'll bring God up with him. Y'all encountered that before?
Uh-huh, he'll bring God up.
God told me to tell you that you can't say no, so you have to do what's been asked to do. And so I embraced it. Like I said, I was concerned, never done it before. And then he talked me through it. He said, well, you know, you normally do services, just continue what you're doing, and then we'll work with that. So then he connected me to Reverend Pat and told me what I could expect from her and so forth. And she's a faithful person connected with him. And the ministry just got started, and I would start to listen to it to see what was going on and so forth. And we hadn't touched base literally in probably about six of the 9 years. Right. But he's a faithful man. I mean, he's faithful. You know, when he appears, he's not leaving you. He's going to stay alongside of you. And if that's not available, he's going to send Pat, Reverend Pat, to do it. So he's a man of vision. He's a man of vision. And so he created and implemented When Christians Speak. And once again, I said that, you know, I had never encountered that before being on broadcast. He's a man of his word. When he says something, he's going to make sure that he brings it to pass. He'll follow through when you are not even there. But if he said he's going to call you and touch base with you, then that's exactly what he's going to do. He's a risk taker, you know, and that's what I saw this. He's willing to take risks, because what really stood out to me when other people started to be added on to those numbers was that he wanted it to be diverse. And by being diverse, he was saying that he wanted the whole body of Christ to be able to listen and be a part of the ministry. And for me, it was because I have a conversational church. And he said, I hadn't heard of that before, hadn't seen anybody do that before. And that's where people can talk back or ask questions, well, basically ask questions. But he felt comfortable with that because he said, well, I'm looking for different. And for a man or a woman to be comfortable with not working with the status quo, but to step across lines, to produce something that's different, not just for the sake of different, but for the sake of making sure that everybody was included. Mm-hmm. I mean, my hat's off to this man and everything that he's doing and how he's forming and continuing to grow. Because I can tell he does not have any sign of slowing down or letting go. And I just say that I love and appreciate everything that you're doing and have done for me and my ministry to grow. So I just want to say thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
And I didn't cry. So.
Yeah. Amen. So I'd like to add to that this is Pastor Paul Morgan, and His broadcast is weekly, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Challenge to Change. And we use the short version of it, but it's actually Challenge to Change. What's that second part?
That's good enough. I like the challenge to change.
But anyway, yeah, but we've been going with that.
Okay.
But that broadcast has been a blessing to me as I whenever I'm downloading his messages from his services, I have an opportunity to listen as well, and I have been blessed by your broadcast, and some of them have been so timely. Some of the things that you are covering, but also just listening to all of the broadcasts, I can see the connection, you know, how the Holy Spirit is moving us all toward a place. Mm-hmm. And I see the connection and how the Holy Spirit is moving and speaking through us, even though the venue may be different, but it's this basic message that's flowing through, and how it, I'm just always amazed at how it moves with the seasons.
Right. Okay.
And it's such a blessing. So I'm gonna step back here, and Jordana.
So does anyone want to volunteer, or you want me to call you out?
I already did mine, so.
To one, Apostle Shirley, bless his holy name.
I know it. I know it. Amen. Amen. I am just grateful and excited to be a part of the ministry. Little background: Reverend Ray and I went to the same church. Well, I think when you were coming in, I was coming out at the time, and I actually ran into him at a funeral at that church. And we were at a repast, and he asked me would I come on his broadcast and be his guest. And, you know, I was like, okay, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. And so came on and was his guest. And then after that, you know how he do, he takes kind of baby steps with you, you know, he don't just come out at you. And so after I was his guest, that's when he invited me to have my own show. And like Pastor Morgan said, that's how I felt. I was like, I've never done this before.
Uh-huh, that's right, yeah.
Like, and I always say, he teased me about this. You know, I gotta pray about it. Let me just see God out. Uh-huh. But it was more of me like, I don't know. But I said, let me just see God and see what God says. And so I did pray about it, and I got the okay to go ahead and do it. And so I've been with this for now. It's been, matter of fact, I just called him earlier and asked him about how many years. It's actually, it'll be 7 years in November. And my broadcast is Lifeline. And how I came up with the name, I prayed about it, but also I've written two books. And the book, both of the books are called Lifeline When God Speaks. And so I took the name of the broadcast from the books. And basically what the books are, it's just that whenever, and all the things that I've gone through, when the Lord would speak to me as far as revelation or just encouraging, I would put it in the book. He said, now it has helped you to get past. Now I want you to give it out to other people. And so that's how I came up with the title Lifeline, because when God speaks, that is our lifeline, and no matter what the situation is. And so it's been good. What I've loved about being on the broadcast is that it has allowed my family from Philadelphia, South Carolina, and I have, I call it my press person. She's my cousin, Evangelist Lily Nesmith, and she actually sends out the notice for the broadcast to all of our family members. And even to the point, I have an uncle that's 80 some years old, and she forgot to call him last month, and he called her. He said, "You didn't call me, baby. What happened? I was ready to be on the broadcast." They call me Skippy. I was ready to be on the broadcast with Skippy. What happened? But she actually sends it out to a lot of people. So it's been a blessing for my family to be connected. They're on there the first Monday of every month. And it's been a blessing. Also, I've learned that I have been bringing on guests. So sometimes I'll bring a word, and sometimes I'll bring somebody on to interview. And I actually found out I like to interview people. Yeah, you know, sometimes you don't even know the gift or something that you like, but I like interviewing. I don't like necessarily being an MC. Is that strange? But I like interviewing people. And probably because I ask a lot of questions. That's just my personality. So being an interviewer, they tell me, you know, you pull out stuff in us where they may be a little shy, but then I'll ask maybe one or two questions and it opens them up. So it gives them opportunity to hone in on their gifts as well. Reverend Ray has been, he is a definitely a man of God. He is an intercessor. Whenever we have spoken and I may say something, you know, that's going on in my life or with the church or family member, you know, and he doesn't stop to talk, he stops to pray. And that happens all the time. He will pray. He won't necessarily talk about it, but he will immediately go into prayer. So I so appreciate that about you, Reverend Ray, that you are an intercessor. You are definitely a man of God. And I can actually say that you're my friend. You're my friend. We have developed a friendship where I know he has my back. He know I got his back. And we have jokes. we can laugh about stuff. And so it's been good just seeing him become the man that God's called him to be. And like my brother said, I would say that also, that your latter shall be greater than your former, that there are other things that God has for you. The word is going forth, and the word lets us know that in a time like this, people need to hear the word. People are searching, people are looking, and people need hope. So I believe that each one of us come with our own gifts, our own assignment, and we're able to bless the body of Christ, and not only the body of Christ, but also those that are searching so that they can become followers of Jesus Christ. So I salute all of you. I am so glad to be a part of this ministry and all that God has for us. And I believe that it's more to come. There's more work to be done. And I'm quite sure that each one of us are willing to put our hand to the plow to be able to be used by God. And I'm excited about that. So thank you, Reverend Ray, that you didn't, when I said, I got to think about it, I got to pray about it, you didn't stop asking me. And even with my show and interviewing, and even years ago, he said to me, he said, you know, you need to go on Facebook Live. I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do no Facebook Live. And then the pandemic hit. And we wasn't in church anymore, so I had to do Facebook Live. So we've been doing Facebook Live now for 2 full years. Yeah. We've been in the church and out. We're out now. We're going back the middle of April. And so we've been doing Facebook Live. So once again, I believe that must have been prophetic that when he spoke about being on Facebook Live, because that's what we're doing now. So I just want to salute you, Reverend Ray. I'm glad that you're my friend. I'm glad to see that you are a man of God that loves God, that's an intercessor, and that God has great things for you and for, I believe, for each one of us.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to call upon my other co-host on right now on Bold and Beautiful, Reverend Noveen Reed, to say a few words, madam, if you will.
Hello, everyone. It's good to see every one of you face to face. Like Jordana said, I am one of the co-hosts for Bold and Beautiful, and we are broadcast once a month, and we're catered more so towards the interviewing younger people, and that's just been a wonderful opportunity. And Reverend Ray, thanks for giving me the opportunity to explore something new and different. We started, I believe, in 2016. Is it, Jordana? Like 2016.
2017, January 2017.
January 2017, because we were meeting. And it was a little different because we weren't doing the video. So I felt very, you know, comfortable just doing it online. And that was good. I don't do a whole lot of social media, but I do like talking with the young people, and we've had the opportunity to follow some of them. And so for the last 5 years, we've been able to tune in with the young people at different stages of their lives. And that's been very exciting. And I enjoyed how we were ready for the podcast. When it was time to turn the cameras on, we did it. And I'm grateful just to have had this opportunity to just grow. Not only are we seeing the young people grow, Just in different areas of our life, we've had all types of young people we've been interviewing, whether they were returning citizens or teenagers that were rapping, some of the youth that were in our church when we were all together. We're seeing them grow spiritually and having their own relationships with the Lord. And that's very exciting. And then we get to see them when they're going through serious life changes and how they have had to call on the Lord for themselves. And that's been exciting too. So I'm just grateful. I'm very grateful to be attached to this ministry and that you, Reverend Ray, has given me the opportunity to just grow with the ministry. Thank you. And Reverend Pat.
And Reverend Pat.
Thank you so much. Yes.
And Reverend Pat.
I'm just going to say, hey, Reverend Robin, it's good to see your face.
Hello, everyone. I pray all is well with each of you.
Good to see your face. I am going to pass the mic to Pastor Tyrone. I'd like to say a few words about your experiences with the ministry, of course, with being a host and being on a broadcast, and the impact that both Reverend Ray and the ministry has had on you. Of course, you have a different kind of impact because y'all are related, but you know.
Can't hear you, bro.
His mic is muted.
There we go. God bless. good evening, everybody. It's good to see everybody. To hear all the good words you said about Reverend Ray and his 9 years, I would say ministry. It's a blessing to be able to carry a ministry that long. Praise God, as many of you pastors know, praise God in ministry, praise God year after year after year, praise God, it don't get no easier. Praise God, and I can imagine it took a lot of prayer for him to get here, but I like to thank God for him on a different level, praise God. He's not only, when Christian speaks, praise God, he's not only the owner of it, but he's also my brother. Praise God. And Reverend Ray is a brother indeed. Thank God for him. I tell you, we love him. We appreciate him. Our family appreciate him. I thank him for what he's doing, what God has blessed him to do. Down through the years, he haven't changed. Praise God. It's been some ups and downs sometimes, praise God, but he always come through, praise God, with the word or encouraging word, praise God. When you're down, he has a way of giving you an encouraging word to pick you up. Praise God. He's definitely a people person. Praise God, far as I'm concerned, you know, if it comes down to meeting and greeting people, he stepped up his game to do that, praise God, and he let people know who he is and what he's able to do. We thank God for that. We thank God for years ago. Now, I'm going to just tell a little bit of this.
Don't tell it.
Oh, my goodness. When he first started preaching, praise God, you wouldn't believe it. My God, he was a machine. My God, he come in a pulpit and just went to work right away, but God began to use him way back then. I'm not talking 5 or 10 years ago. I'm talking 20, maybe 30 years ago, praise God. When I was a young kid, praise God, looking up to him, praise God. He's one of my older brothers, praise God. And I thank God for I'm able, you know, now that God has blessed me to be in pastorship, I'm able to look back over the time that Reverend Way started off. Praise God. He didn't pull no punches. Praise God. In this day and time, we preachers get up there and we try to sugarcoat it. Praise God. Try to make it look good. You know where we're going. But praise God, he don't pull no punches. He tell it just like it is. And sometimes we're just talking in general. He'll come and tell it just like it is. Praise God. And I receive it. You know, him and his brother, they always throw at me, you know, we're the older ones. Okay, you're the older ones. I accept. God, you're the older ones. You know? Even as a pastor, as a younger brother, I have to humble myself. Accept that, praise God. But I thank God for him because not only can he speak to you, praise God, but you can speak to him and he'll listen. He'll hear. He's not the type of pastor or type of friend that will just turn a deaf ear to you. Praise God. If he say something to her, praise God, he'll hear you, praise God. And many times he came to minister at our church. We were there in the Petersburg location. He came to minister. And the congregation received and welcomed him gladly, praise God. And down through the years, I've seen Reverend Ray go several places, but I thank God he never lost his character. He's always been the same. Praise God. If you want a word, call Reverend Ray. Praise God. We'll get in the word together. We'll find out what's what. And praise God, we'll go on from there. Praise God. In ministry, praise God, when he was growing up, hallelujah. You know, you let the anointing of God get upon him. He'll clap his hands and he'll grab the pulpit stand, praise God. Next thing you know, he get balled up like this here. Praise God, he's praising the Lord. You can't stop the power. God wants to come upon him and praise God. Then every now and then, I don't know if y'all ever heard it, and I'm going to stop. Praise God. Every now and then he tries to sing. I don't know if any of y'all ever hear him sing.
Oh, I know him well. Yeah.
He'll grab the mic, praise God, and you all been knowing him for 9 years, but praise God, years ago, he was trying to sing years ago, and he still, you know, now he has gotten a little better. I can't sing, I'm going to tell you the truth, but he'll try to sing. And the thing about my daughters, thank God for them, they'll pick up his song, his voice, and they'll help him a lot and makes it sound good once they get involved with it. Right. By itself, is God, you be seeing the congregation looking at us saying, man, come on, pass the mic. It ain't there. But we thank God for him. We want to say to you, Reverend Ray, we thank God for you, my brother. We love you. Praise God. He is a twin. Praise God. I wish his twin was on here so you can meet him as well. His sister's on here. But we want to say we love you. My family love you. You know we all love you here. Praise God. And every chance we get, we're going to try to encourage you to keep on going. That God will bless you to see another 9 years, even more. Praise God. It's a ministry. Praise God. But there's a saying that says don't quit. And I'm asking you today, don't quit. Praise God. It was one thing I want to say real brief. In the Bible, praise God, there was a Judah. Praise God. They was getting ready to go into Bible. His title is When Christians Speak. Praise God. The people of God came together to pray. They came together to call on the name of the Lord. And what I like about that, they all came together. I consider that as a lot of Christians is what he is doing. We come together to push this broadcast to whatever's going on out there, and we're doing it together. Praise God. There's nobody fighting against one another, pulling each one to death, but we're doing it together. And by us doing that, by them doing that, God heard the cry. And I'm saying to you, Reverend Ray, God hears our cry on When Christian Speaks. Praise God, on your broadcast. God hears the cry of the people. Praise God. And we're going to continue with this and watch God do the greater work that he's planned to do for us. I say, God bless you. I love every one of you. To God be the glory. Take care.
Amen.
Amen.
I need to interject here.
Were you going to say, Reverend Ray?
Yeah, I need to let me interject because he didn't tell me what the broadcast he's on. Okay.
Oh, he did not.
All right. Yeah, he did not. So, Brother Tyrone is with me with the men's group, R3, Real Men, Real Life. Anyway, so, real talk, right? So he's with me on that. And he's also, him and his wife both have also been a guest. But I want to throw this out. So his wife does the background vocals for those that don't know and everything like that, that starts a broadcast, that starts some of the broadcast. Amen. So I'm very grateful to him and his wife and for all they have done and everything like that. You know, we've had some, even with him, we've had some guests come on with just him and the bishop of the council and my mom and different things. You know, so Pastor Paul, you're right, man. We try to do diversify. It ain't just one way, but all across the board, because there's many people we need to be able to reach all of them, you know,
right.
And not leave anybody out. So I'm going to be quiet because Jordana is giving me that look. Yeah, but I just don't want to say
what
that.
I was thinking in my head, I was just singing, I'll say yes when you wake me up. Is that, she's the one who sings that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my song.
Yeah, she said that in the other openings and stuff like that. Yes. But other thing I want to mention to everybody before I turn it back over to your Nana, you know, again, this is not about me, but this is about all of us, man. This is all, God get the glory with all of this and thing. And I want to share with you because we are international. We got people listed in all different nations, over 140 different nations, including Russia, including China, including Japan, including Iran, Iraq, and so many. We're international, man. So when you go forth and you do the broadcast and you, God give you the word, you're not speaking to the, just the people in America, but you're speaking in all different areas, man. All different areas. And I bless God for that. I bless God for the gifts and the talent and the preaching and the pastorship that you have within yourself. Okay? Within yourself. This is not about email. That's why Brother Tyrone was talking about when Christ. This is not Ray Rose Ministries. No. This is about us. A voice cried in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. So I,
you was on a roll. You was on a roll. Well, the one thing I want to say, of course, I said something on our first episode, but for the second episode, another thing that I want to say, which is a little different from what I said before, is that what I love about you and what I want, Reverend Ray, for you to kind of, even in this season, to rest in even more, is that you are completely worthy. I love your humility, right? I love the freedom that you've given all of us as hosts, and the freedom and the trust that you have that we are going to speak as God allows us to speak, and not not try and like hinder or manage how God shows up in each of us individually. But you individually are so worthy of all that God has already placed in you and the things that are forthcoming. I don't want you to ever, not like doubt, but just even have any kind of fear or anxiety about all that God is going to allow to come into the earth through you. There, everything that is going to come from this ministry and from the vision that you already had in your relationship with God, you are worthy to carry it. And there are so many beautiful gifts and talents within you that you may not even recognize as a gift or a talent, right? But what I'm trying to convey overall, right, without crying, because we said we're gonna keep it light, right? Is that you are completely known and loved and worthy of all that God is going to do through you and through this ministry. And don't ever doubt what you're doing, what God has called you to do, what he's going to continue to ask you to do, the things that he's going to ask you to step out in the future that may feel uncomfortable or unknown. You've done it before. When you started this, you didn't know what it was, right? And it's going to get bigger and it's going to get better. And you are worthy of the job he has it for you. So that's it. And with that, I'm going to take it over to Reverend Robin. So Reverend Robin, I know you said a couple things. I look at that face. I know you said a couple of things on our first episode, but now we can see your beautiful face. So if you just say a couple of words about just being connected to Reverend Ray and the ministry and just a little encouragement, and that's it.
Okay, bless God, and that's it. Reverend Ray, as you all know, you know, we're all cousins on here, Reverend Ray, and you all call her Van, but Dot and Ty. So we're all cousins here, but Ray and I are particularly close, and I thank God for Ray, you know, and I just thank God for when Christian speaks, you know. I'm still am yet one who he is still trying to pull and pull and pull, but you know. but you know, we still move forth, you know, when he calls, it's like, will you come on? I'm like, you don't need me to come on with you. Just go ahead, you know? So, but you know, I bless God for those times when, you know, he still pushes and presses and pulls and I go along and I do go along with him, because it's a mighty blessing, to simply to be a part and to just share, and you know, whatever God places upon my heart to share for when Christians speak. So it's an, I believe it's an awesome ministry. It's full of awesome people who I know love the Lord. So yeah. When anyone tunes in to when Christians speaks, they are truly getting the heart of God, because all of those people who are involved in when Christians speak, seek out the Lord. And they all seek out the Lord. They have a heart for God. They have a heart for God's people. And what they desire to do is to give forth truth. And in these times, in these ages, what people need is the truth, you know, not opinions, not thoughts, but truth. And the only way you can come forth with truth is actually through a relationship and having a heart for God. So as you can present the word of God truly. So I thank God for when Christians speak. I thank God for all of you and all of the speaker, the host, and all of you are going forth and holding down your own shows and moving forth. And truly, Reverend Ray will let everyone have their own autonomy to do it in the way in which God gives it to them to be done. And that is a special thing to have a place where you can be who God has created you to be, and you can do what God ordained and predestined you to do without the censorship or anything like that. Let the Holy Spirit have his way in and through you as you continue to move and abound with When Christians Speak and to go out and reach the nation. So I know it was with Ray from the beginning, and as I've said before, you know, before he asked so many people, will you come on, when you come on, you know, and everyone was reluctant. So now there are individuals coming to him wanting to come on, and we're getting pretty full. You know, so there, you know, so we just thank God. We thank God for Reverend Ray. We thank him for pressing on. We thank God not only is not Reverend Ray pressing on, but it is the spirit within him that will not allow him to not press on. So more than anything, we give God all the glory for what he is doing when Christians speak. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good job, Rev. Good job. Minister Van, I know we were discussing whether you were going to say a word or two. Has anything bubbled up in your spirit?
I just thank God. I think it's worth repeating what I said the other night. Reverend Ray, When Christians Speak Talk Radio, what a ministry. What a ministry. And I just wanted to repeat some of the things as far as what I see in him. Foremost, he loves the Lord. He loves the Lord. And it's very evident. And because I know him personally, what you see, what people hear out publicly, and what you see behind closed doors, he's the same. He's the same. He's unselfish. You know, he allows us to do what God wants us to do. He does not micromanage. And I do thank God for that. And the scripture that comes to my mind when I think about him, because I've known some of his personal struggles, and even when he's not feeling well, he's been steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And I'm just so grateful to be able to call him. I always say my baby brother. He's not the baby brother, right, Ty? But I always say baby brother. And as I shared with you guys the other day, he's very humble, and he was very reluctant and said, this is about him. And I said, no, it's not about you. It's about the ministry, but you are the founder, and we acknowledge that, you know? And he tried to ask me questions about what are we gonna do it all? And I had to tell him, stay out of it, you know? So as I shared the other night, I had to tell him.
You gotta tell all that down.
I had to pull rank, in other words, I'm the big sister, so you gotta step back. And he did, and I know that was very hard for him. You guys, he has a heart. I don't have to tell you guys that, but this is mainly for the audience because you all know him personally. He has a heart for serving God. And I'm so thankful and I'm so grateful that he is a man of God. He is who you see. And I thank God that he is my brother. So again, congratulations, 9 years and counting.
Amen. Amen. And again, because we got other people before we listen, you got to talk about your broadcast. Before I get back to you, let me talk about Reverend Robin helps me a lot on Friday Night Joy and the Bread of Life at times. You know, she comes on and she'll teach about spiritual gifts and those type of things and everything. Now, I still don't have a picture of her to put on the website. So, but she does those type kind of things. So, Vanessa, please go ahead and tell us about the broadcast.
His Abounding Grace, every Tuesday at 7, His Abounding Grace. And that's, I think I've been with the broadcast. I'm trying to think. The broadcast is 9 years, and I want to say 8 of those years.
Yeah, probably.
Reverend Ray, that's about right.
Probably about 8 years.
Yeah, he kept bugging me, and I kept saying no, no, you know, but I, you know, sought the Lord, and here we are. But His Abounding Grace is, I just love it. I love Potter Benedict's ministry. I'm looking at each of you, and I just wish we could get together personally. As Reverend Pat said, that's going to happen, you know. But I want us to continue to pray for each other because we all have separate ministries outside of When Christians Speak. And I want us to make a concerted effort to be praying for you and your congregations and your ministries and Amen. All. But when we all come together, what a great day that's going to be.
Amen.
Okay. Another thing, real quick, for those that have churches, Pastor Tyrone, Pastor, you got to go ahead and let us know where your church is located at in case somebody's in the area, you know, whatever. If you're affiliated with a church or you like a Reverend Novena or whatever, and so please, let's put that out there also, too.
Amen. Pastor Rose, thank God. We do a Zoom on Zoom every Wednesday. Every Friday and Sunday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Our Zoom hour is called Just Pray and God Will Do the Rest. And we have callers come in and Zoom in with us and we just get on the line and just pray for that hour, hour and a half. No whole lot of talking, just everyone and anyone that wants to pray can come on and pray with us. And on Sunday evening at 1 o'clock, we bring our church on, still on Zoom, and we have our regular services at 1 o'clock. You know, I don't have the information before me, but I could get it to my brother Ray, and he perhaps could put that up guys if you wanted to come in and join in with us. But our church is called Mount Pleasant Pentecostal Faith Church. Our website on Facebook, you can see us there. Praise God. Sometimes we post our Zoom services on Facebook, but that's who we are and that's what we do. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Pastor Morgan?
Chosen Generation Ministries. You can see us on Thursday nights at 7. It's called Happy Hour. And of course, we don't drink. We drink of the Spirit, of course. But you got to tell people that in the beginning because some people got some strange ideas once service was actually opened.
Right.
And then on Sunday, we at 10 a.m. in the morning, and you can see us on cgm.com. And our services last about an hour, hour and a half and so forth. And like I said before, it's a conversational church. So even on happy hour during those services, people can call in and ask questions.
Amen. Apostle Shirley.
The name of my church is Rehoboth Family Life Center, and we're located at 17900 Queen Anne Road in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. We're doing our services on Facebook Live at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. We also do a Tuesday night Bible study. I'm really excited about that. We're doing something a little bit different this year. We're actually teaching from Genesis to Revelation, and so you can go to our Facebook page and get that information as far as how to sign in on Tuesday night. We will be going back into the building the third Sunday in April. We'll be in the building. We'll be broadcasting from the building the first Sunday and the second Sunday in April, but we're welcoming back the congregation the third Sunday in April. But we also will continue doing Facebook Live. The Lord said to keep your Facebook presence, your social media presence. So we'll still be doing in the building, but we'll be doing Facebook Live as well.
Okay. Anyone else? Come on.
Well, I just wanted to just sum up, you know, where we are in terms of our growth in ministry. And so we're up to 13 different broadcasts that are on the network. His Abounding Grace and the host for Abounding Grace is Minister Van, and she's here. And of course, Challenge to Change broadcast. And my broadcast is Declaring the Finished Work. And then we have Friday Night Joy and Bread of Life. And that's Reverend Ray with Reverend Robin joining him on occasions, which he gets roped in. Then we have our regular Wednesday prayer, and that is Midday Glory Prayer, and that's with Reverend Gwen, and she's been faithfully doing that for a number of years now, and it's really growing. And then our monthly broadcast, Lifeline with Apostle Shirley, and then Adoration, and that's Evangelist Mac, and he was on last night. Then we have our newest broadcast is Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. And it's been on just a few months, actually, mm-hmm. Spiritual Nuggets. And then we have Matters of the Heart, which is focused on singles, the unmarried. Then the Bold and Beautiful, which is the youth and young adult. Then R3, Real Men, Real Life and Real.
Thank you, Pat.
I had to do that for Ray. Okay.
I know you did.
Even though your promo doesn't say it that way, but okay, we won't get into that. That's an administrative matter. And then we have Marriage Takeover, and that's with the Thompsons, and that is all about marriage, and they've been doing a really great job with that. And so, when I think about how we began and we started out with just a couple broadcasts, and here we are now, and we've got weekly broadcasts and we got monthly broadcasts. So we're really blessed, and we've got about 24 hosts and co-hosts who are participating, and our broadcasts are varied. Some are live, some are pre-recorded. Some are just like with Pastor Paul, his is directly messages that he's currently teaching on within Chosen Generation Ministries, and that's a whole different format. And then Apostle Shirley, she's coming live as well, and she's also interviewing guests. And so we've got a variety of things going on, and I thank God for the life that he's breathing into this. And I just want to remind, because I know why Ray was giving you a hard time, Van, okay? Was because he doesn't like attention being drawn on him. That's why he's always saying, it's not about me. But you got to remember, the Godhead lives on the inside of you. And you cannot ever deny the Godhead, the opportunity to express itself, is expressing itself through you, my brother. But I love you, and it has been such a blessing working with you. I mean, really, very easy. You're very easy to work with. I've been in several ministries over the years, and I have been restrained and restricted and controlled and, you know, mishandled, you know, the whole gamut. Okay. And, you know, and that's, you know, the good thing is that's why you have to have your relationship with the Lord and not with an institution or an organization. Your relationship definitely has to be with him and him alone to move you through all that you're challenged with. So it's a blessing working alongside of you, and I thank you for inviting me into the broadcast, and it definitely has been a blessing. So I'm done.
All right.
Just I love you, brother.
Love you too. But just to make sure everyone that may not know, Pat is like our director of marketing, that kind of thing. She does a lot of our promos and stuff like that, and she keeps me on track. And for those that may not know, Reverend Robin is also part of the board member there, and Brother Tyrone here, and Reverend Pat, Pastor Pat, and Jordana is our advisor to the board. So we have quite a few people that we work with. I'm grateful to what God is doing, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm learning. I've learned over the 9 years to take my hands off stuff and let God be God in the people that he's put in the ministry and stuff like that, you know. But I thank and I love each one of you, and I appreciate everything that you bring to the ministry. Amen.
Yeah. Well, amen and amen. And that concludes the second portion of the celebration of When Christians Speak Talk Radio and 9 years of ministry. So I appreciate you all for joining, and have a wonderful evening. Bye.
I did it. I'm sorry. inside joke.